Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe at LP Field, where on Sunday the Patriots started out in pretty impressive fashion. I don't know if they could script it too much better, especially when you consider week one, a lot of unknowns. Scott Zolak joining me. What stood out most to you as the Pats begin the season 1-0?
Young guys playing well, specifically rookies, draft picks, second-year guys, third-year guys. Throw Jermaine Cunningham in there. Mayo was great today. 13 tackles flying all over the field. But as we talked about in the pregame, and what we talked about all week, taking the one thing that Tennessee does well, take it out of the game. That's Chris Johnson. They held him to 4 yards. I think this run defense, and I've been talking about it, you and I both, since this whole preseason started, they're at home. They stay true to their keys. They have gap responsibility. There's nobody out of position, not over pursuing, allowing cutbacks on the backside. You know, up front right away, what stood out, Chandler Jones. Yeah. He seems unblockable at times, where you could stand him up, you could put the hand down. Starting to remind you of Willie McGinnis, and I caution people about that. He's not Willie McGinnis. He's Chandler Jones. Chandler Jones is pretty darn good. You get the strip sack, the scoop and score with Hightower. Hightower's ability to support. You know, Spikes was really, you know, a guy that was kind of just filling things out in the middle, and it was really the young guys that stepped up. Tavon Wilson in coverage. I thought when the guy caught the football, whatever receiver, he got him down initially. Yep. There wasn't yards after catch. Wilson on the deflection with the Arrington pick, getting the pick there in the end zone. That's turning the football over. So you have a turnover for 6 points. Hightower gets his first career touchdown. But everybody, you know, Cunningham getting pressure, Sneakovich, all across the board. The three safeties they played on nickel, whether it was Wilson, Gregory, Chung, I thought great job, great effort by this defense today, B-Low.
You mentioned the run defense, which I think stood out the most because it forced them into some third and long, second and long.
You got a phenomenal back over there, too.
And you have to figure that the crowd was booing Chris Johnson by a certain point. You have a young quarterback playing his first game. He ends up coming out because of an injury. Mm-hmm. And overall, that just kind of deflated a Titans team that I think came in with a little bit of an edge because they felt they were up and coming. The Patriots just kind of shut them up.
And that's a team that really, you know, they played well in that first drive. They moved the football down, but, you know, maybe was there a bad call? I think the call on McCourty was a good no call. Mm-hmm. There was contact there, but, you know, these replacement refs, and we have to remember what they are. I thought for the most part they managed the game well today. The pace of it didn't get away from them. And offensively on the other side, up-tempo. They sped things up, and I thought it was really good the way they did things.
Right. Well, you know, you're right. We knew that the vanilla offense that we saw in the preseason, they'd be opening it all up here today. They did. They used Ridley. They used Gronk. They used Hernandez. They used
Brandon
everybody.
Lloyd looks pretty good.
He's got
great feet.
I'm sure we'll be getting plenty of the offense. Yeah. They got Arizona on deck, another relatively inexperienced quarterback, and not a bad way to kick things off on a beautiful Sunday here in Tennessee.
Sounds great. I'm Vince Wilfork. I'm having 3 cheeseburgers on that plane because you could get him big in the middle and just put athletic people around
what
him.
A play, by the way. That's right here on first and goal when it was 28-10. It was still you know, not a lot of time, and he forced them into a second and six, third and six. They get a field goal, game over, right behind us.
It's
right
one play like that, and people freak out over yards given up. But if you could get down inside the red zone, inside the 10, make a big play on defense, and you put three points on the board, and that's what you hold them to, that's a win for the defense.
Right, and most importantly, one win on the board. Thanks a lot, Zo.
As
always, we'll see you at Gillette Stadium next week. That's going to wrap it up from LP Field. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.